Thank you, Jenny. We hope you are up for a bit of sport now. Not Norwich City football this week, but news of the establishment of a third Norwich Park run and that a national ice hockey tournament took place in the county. We've said no football, but there is a new initiative with the launch of a fat-reducing football league. I'm sure you're intrigued.
Nearly 300 runners from across the county and beyond braved the city temperatures to attend the first ever Colney Lane Park Run at the University of East Anglia last Saturday. Despite the chill, runners young and old came to test out the new scenic course, which becomes a much welcomed third park run for Norwich. Numbers at the two existing 5 kilometre park runs at Eaton Park and Catton Park have been rising rapidly in recent months, and it's hoped the new Colney Lane Park Run will help meet the growing demand for the community events, which are free to take part in and aimed at getting people of all ages and abilities active. We've already had some great feedback about the run and how much people enjoyed it, said Ian Edwards, co-event director, alongside Grant Wheeler, who both work at the university. We're pleased the cold weather didn't put people off, and we're looking forward to welcoming more people in coming weeks as the word spreads.
Some fast-paced sporting action took centre stage as a national contest hit a coastal town. The puck was dropped at 6 a.m. yesterday morning as a national ice hockey tournament returned to Great Yarmouth. The UK Winter Classic, the only outdoor ice hockey tournament in the country, was showcased on the ice rink in the Market Square, which is organised by Great Yarmouth Borough Council. With the tournament run by Hockey Tutorial, 8 teams from across the country, including sides from Coventry, Grimsby, Milton Keynes, the Royal Navy and RAF Cosford, competed in a contest consisting of sides made up of a maximum of 9 players, which concluded with the final at about 12:45 p.m. Barry Coleman, chairman of the development committee, said, "The UK Winter Classic is a unique draw for Great Yarmouth. The rink, which is open until Tuesday, January the 2nd, is sponsored by Great Yarmouth Town Centre Partnership, Market Gates, Prosserie, Palmer's, Norse and the Mercury, with media partner The Beach."
A football league aimed at helping men tackle their weight issues is being launched in Norwich. Man 5 Fat Football takes place over a 14-week period and combines the beautiful game with dietary and lifestyle advice. The league, which is being launched in Norwich in January 2018, is aimed at overweight and obese men and has been endorsed by the Football Association. Before each game, a weigh-in takes place, followed by a 30-minute six-a-side football match. Players can earn extra goal bonuses for their team depending on the number of pounds lost, putting the emphasis on teamwork. The final result of each match consists of the score on the pitch and the score from the scales. It is said to be a successful weight loss scheme which has seen 95% of players lose weight over the 14-week period. The league was set up by Andrew Shanahan, who himself lost 5 stone as he was fed up with weight loss classes just for women. He said, "Our players have lost more than 40 tons in weight in 2017, and we know that we're going to smash that in 2018 with the addition of leagues like the one here in Norwich."
There was anger as a new drive to reduce the number of people sleeping rough in Norwich was agreed, with critics worried the approach could see more people arrested. A newly forged Norwich City Council rough sleeping strategy identifies 3 priorities that City Hall will work on. The first is to reduce the number of rough sleepers and to intervene to stop rough sleeping happening. The second is to case manage rough sleepers who are reluctant to seek help through assertive outreach work. And the third is to use supported housing to give people stability and keep them away from homelessness. But the assertive outreach work, which the council says is geared to getting help to those reluctant to accept it, sparked concerns. People who helped feed the homeless at the Norwich Soup Movement and People's Picnic were angry they had not been consulted. The council hopes to build on a pilot project by St Martin's Housing Trust called Housing First, which saw people housed and then their problems such as mental health or drug dependency being tackled.
A road sign is potentially sending tourists into a spin by suggesting two of the region's top tourist resorts, which are actually 10 miles apart, are separated by just a mile. Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft are two towns with their own unique identity and history, and are separated by a whole county border. It takes about 20 minutes to drive the 10.7-mile distance along the A47. The tourists looking for hints on how to get between the two may have been surprised to find one sign suggesting it was just a brisk walk from Lowestoft's Bascule Bridge to Yarmouth Seafront. The sign outside Lowestoft Railway Station says that Yarmouth is just a mile away on cycle route number one. A spokesman for Highways England, which looks after Britain's A roads and motorways, said it is now checking to see if the sign falls under its responsibility.
His roots are in Norwich, but now a former city scientist will be sending his latest cutting-edge plant project into space. Dr. Richard Barker, a botanist who is now based at the Gilroy Lab in Madison, Wisconsin, has been working on an experiment to see how plants grow in hostile environments, which will be launched into space next week from the Kennedy Space Center. The former City of Norwich school pupils said 26 Petri dishes containing around 12 Arabidopsis thaliana plants in each would be aboard a SpaceX rocket that would rendezvous with the International Space Station. Here, the plants will be allowed to grow in a zero-gravity environment. Dr. Barker described Arabidopsis thaliana as the lab rat of plant science. It is a fast-growing plant and is a close relative of vegetables such as broccoli. Using it will give us a good idea how other vegetables respond in that environment. Having previously worked at the John Innes Centre in Norwich, Dr. Barker moved to the US 5 years ago.
A species of rare bat has been discovered at Whitlingham Country Park. The bats, called Nathusius's pipistrelles, are one of the most important species in the area, despite being little known to the public. Throughout the summer, Norwich Bat Group caught the bats at 8 locations in the Broads National Park and other areas of North Norfolk. Conservationists spent 32 sessions trapping, weighing, measuring and marking the bats with unique numbers. They found a total of 52, with 13 found at Whitlingham. The discovery highlights the importance of the Broads to wildlife diversity, as although it only covers 0.1% of the country, it is home to more than a quarter of the UK's rarest wildlife. Andrea Kelly, Broads Authority senior ecologist, said, "The Broads Authority have funded and supported this vital project, and we hope it will lead to the bats being better understood and better protected in the future."
A ceremony was held to mark the first ever Filipino to be ordained as a priest in the Diocese of East Anglia. A congregation of around 500 witnessed the Bishop of East Anglia, Right Reverend Alan Hopes, ordain Deacon J. Lord Magpuyo on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Norwich. He was the first priest to be ordained in the Diocese of East Anglia for 4 years. Currently, 12 more seminarians are also preparing for the priesthood, the highest number in the diocese for 30 years. After the end of the Mass, Father Jaylord gave first blessings to Bishop Allen, fellow priests and other members of the congregation. The congregation on Friday, December the 8th, included family and friends of Father Jaylord and parishioners from the Cambridge churches of St Philip Howard and St Lawrence, together with people from the Annunciation of Our Lady, King's Lynn, parishes in which he has served as a deacon. Prior to that, Jaylord spent 6 years in formation for the priesthood in the Philippines.
An innovative teaching method was celebrated at a school science fair where the pupils became scientists for the day. The children at Wensum Junior School in Norwich spent the first time learning everything through the medium of science, which culminated in a day of workshops and a showcase of their work. Peter Hubery, the deputy head teacher at the school, said, "We call it Real Projects, which stands for rigorous, engaging and authentic learning. And it's about being curious and letting the children ask their own questions and choose their own projects. We get fully immersed in the topics and the children get 2 weeks to work out their questions. They get a real sense of responsibility for their work." The school also welcomed a number of special guests to come in and hold workshops with the pupils, including Ollie Cartwright from the School of Pharmacy at UEA, who showed them how liquid nitrogen is used, and Kate Nichols from CNS, who brought 20 GCSE and A-level students to demonstrate experiments.
It was at one stage banned from the county's roadsides, but that doesn't seem to stop this giant sculpture from trotting back into view. The War Horse, a 10-foot-high horse made of steel, wood and reeds, was spotted on a number of roads and roundabouts off the new Northern Distributor Road near Norwich during December. The sculpture, which weighs a ton and is on a trailer, belongs to Tavram artist Damien O'Connor. Norfolk County Council recently ordered Mr. O'Connor to stop placing the horse on roundabouts for safety reasons and warned he could face possible enforcement action if he did not comply. After threatening enforcement action, the council later struck a more conciliatory tone after the war horse received support from motorists. A council spokesman said, "We acknowledge that many people have become very fond of Warhorse since it first appeared. We want to find a way of resolving this with the owner so that it has a safe and legal place to graze."
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You will not forget that you have a second memory stick today with the Norfolk Magazine, and we hope that enjoy everything we have selected to record for you. Next week, we are recording a day early on the Wednesday in the hope that your next edition arrives in time for the holiday period. When you have finished listening, simply place the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now we'll say goodbye from Robin and Jane, your readers on part 2.